You know that feeling when you sign up for a really expensive gym membership?
Oh, yeah.
You buy the shoes, the fancy water bottle, the moisture-wicking clothes, and you feel incredibly fit just by swiping your credit card.
It's that dopamine hit of potential.
Yeah.
It's a classic trap.
It is. But then Tuesday morning rolls around, it's raining, and you realize, oh, wait, I actually have to go to the gym and lift the heavy things.
The membership doesn't do the lifting for you.
Exactly.
And that is the perfect analogy for what we're seeing in the knowledge economy. I mean, companies and creators, they buy these massive, powerful platforms to build their academies, their knowledge empires, if you will.
Right.
But then they just, stare at the dashboard and realize they have to fill it.
And that is the worst feeling. You have the infrastructure, but you don't have the content. And that is exactly what we are unpacking today. We're looking at two specific tools that, when you smash them together, might just solve that empty gym problem for good.
It's a really potent combination. We're talking about BrainCert and Auto Content API.
Okay, so set the stage for us. Who
Yeah.
are these players?
So think of BrainCert as the vessel. It calls itself a unified training platform. It's the infrastructure, the learning management system, or LMS, the virtual classrooms,
Right.
the e-commerce store to sell your courses. It's the building where school happens.
It's the fancy
It's the
gym.
fancy gym, exactly. And on the other side, you have Auto Content API. This is the fuel.
Okay.
And it isn't just a chatbot that writes funny poems. This is an industrial-grade engine that's designed for content production. It automates creating podcasts, videos, quizzes, even deep research.
So the mission for this deep dive is pretty specific then.
Yeah.
We want to see what happens when you plug that back-end factory of Auto Content API into the front-end showroom of BrainCert. Because looking at the notes, I mean, BrainCert seems to have everything you need to run a university.
It really does. BrainCert is robust. They have SCORM support, gamification, marketing funnels.
Whoa, hang on, pause. You just dropped SCORM in there so casually.
Aha.
Yeah. I see that acronym everywhere in corporate training, but what does it actually mean for, the average person listening?
Fair point. SCORM is basically the universal language of e-learning.
Okay.
It stands for Shareable Content Object Reference Model, but all you really need to know is that it's the standard format that lets a course talk to the LMS. So it tracks if you finished a video or passed a quiz.
Got it. So it's the plumbing.
It's the plumbing, and usually making a SCORM compliant course requires expensive, specialized software. BrainCert has it all built in.
Okay, so BrainCert provides the plumbing, it scales the technology, but it doesn't scale time, does it?
And that is the critical bottleneck. That's the whole thing. You can host 10,000 users on BrainCert tomorrow, but if you want to teach them something new, a human being still has to sit down, read the material, write a script, record a voiceover, edit a video, and design a quiz.
And that takes weeks.
Weeks, and it costs thousands. And this is where Auto Content API completely changes the equation. It introduces this concept of decoupling ideation from production.
Okay, that sounds a little bit like corporate speak. Unpack that for
Right.
us.
So in the traditional model, if you have an idea, say a training module on workplace safety, the production is linear. You are the bottleneck. You have to write, film, and edit.
Right, it's all on me.
It's all on you. Auto Content API shifts this to automated transformation. You provide the idea, the source material, and the API handles the production.
Okay, let's make this concrete. Say I'm a consultant using BrainCert. I've got a client who needs a course on, I don't know, the 2025 tax code updates. And I just have this dense, incredibly boring 50-page PDF from the government.
Empty shell nightmare. Yeah. In the old world, you'd spend a month turning that PDF into a slide deck. With this kind of integration, you feed that 50-page PDF into Auto Content API.
Okay.
And the API doesn't just summarize it, it reformats it. It parses the text, it figures out the key learning points, and it transforms it into a script, a blog post, or a video explanation.
But wait a minute. We've all used ChatGPT. We know it can summarize. But putting raw AI text into a premium platform like BrainCert seems risky.
Yeah.
Is the quality actually good enough to sell?
No, that's the right question to ask. Yeah. If it reads like a robot, you're going to lose your customers. But BrainCert supports what they call blended learning,
Right.
the idea that people learn in different ways. Some read, some watch, some listen. Auto Content API focuses on generating those multimedia assets.
Okay, let's talk about the listening part.
Yeah.
Because I commute and I honestly never read PDFs on my phone.
Exactly. And you're not alone. This is where the integration gets really, really cool. You know that tool Notebook LM from Google? The one where two AI hosts kind of banter about a document?
Yeah, it's all over my feed. It sounds weirdly real. Like they interrupt each other and breathe and everything.
Well, Auto Content API offers a similar capability, but as an API endpoint. This means a developer can program it to happen automatically. So you upload your tax code PDF to your BrainCert backend, and the API analyzes it and generates an audio overview, a 10-minute podcast where two voices discuss the tax changes, you know, naturally.
So I could theoretically offer a podcast version of every single lesson in my BrainCert Academy without ever recording a single word myself.
Precisely. And the voices include multi-speaker dynamics. They pause, they emphasize points. It actually increases retention because our brains are just wired for conversation, not for reading legal briefs.
That is a massive value add for the learner. But what about video? Because BrainCert touts video hosting in DRM as a big feature, but video is famously expensive.
It is. A professional explainer, video script, storyboard, animation, voiceover that can easily cost $3,000 per minute.
Oh, easily.
So Auto Content API has an explainer video endpoint. You send it the text from your lesson, and it generates a 60 to 90 second video with AI avatars and subtitles.
Hold on, though. Avatars. Are we talking about those uncanny valley, like robotic looking heads that don't blink enough? Because that just screams cheap to me.
I mean, the technology is moving very, very fast. Are they Hollywood level? Maybe not yet. But for an educational intro, a quick, here's what you'll learn in this module video, they are incredibly effective. And the cost difference is the real kicker here. You're talking about creating that asset for roughly €4 or 400 credits versus $3,000.
Okay, when you put it that way, €4 versus $3,000, that allows you to have video where you previously would have just had a wall of text.
Exactly. It allows you to populate your BrainCert Online Academy with rich media for pennies. It solves the empty shell problem by just flooding the zone with content.
And what about checking if people actually learned anything? I mean, BrainCert has that gamified LMS with points and badges, but writing quiz questions is the bane of my existence.
It's so tedious.
Coming up with three wrong answers that sound plausible is harder than writing the right answer.
It is. Well, Auto Content API has a quiz generation endpoint. It scans the lesson text you uploaded and automatically generates a 26-question quiz. It creates the question, the correct answer, and all those tricky distractors.
And you just pipe that data into the BrainCert assessment engine.
Right into the engine, yep.
So let's just recap this workflow. I drop a PDF into the system. The API wakes up, reads it, creates a podcast episode, generates a video intro, writes the blog post, and builds the final exam, and BrainCert hosts it all.
It's a full-stack content factory. You've gone from being the writer to being the publisher.
Okay, so that covers the school part. But BrainCert also talks a lot about the business side, the sales funnel, email marketing, the online store. You can have the best course in the world, but if nobody buys it, you're just a guy alone in a room with a bunch of AI avatars.
The lonely image, but yes, that is the marketing challenge. A funnel needs fresh content to work. You can't just build it once and walk away.
Right.
And this is where the synergy gets really interesting, especially around thought leadership.
Thought leadership usually requires, well, thoughts, like original research. Can an API do that?
This is where we have to be careful with definitions. Auto Content API have a deep research capability. It uses agents to browse the live web.
Wait, distinguish that from just asking ChatGPT a question.
So standard LLMs are trained on past data. They don't know what happened this morning unless they have special tools. Auto Content API goes out to sites like the FT, SEC.gov, or specific industry journals to structure live data.
So it's fact-checking.
It's more like grounding. It anchors the content in reality. So imagine a financial consultant using BrainCert. They can set up a recurring research task, say, scan for new crypto regulations every morning at 8 a.m.
Okay, and then what?
The API scans the web, it generates a briefing, and then it can instantly turn that into a weekly industry update newsletter or even a short audio brief for their subscribers.
That is incredibly powerful. You're basically automating the job of a junior research analyst.
And you're doing it at a frequency that human teams just can't match. This touches on a strategy called newsjacking.
Newsjacking? Is that as aggressive as it sounds?
It's a standard marketing term. It just means capitalizing on a breaking trend to drive traffic.
Got it.
BrainCert users need to drive traffic to their store. So Auto Content API connects to social feeds like X and Reddit.
So it's listening to the chatter.
It creates a feedback loop. It can spot a trend, analyze the sentiment, and then auto-generate a short, one of those 9.16 vertical videos for TikTok or YouTube Shorts about that specific topic.
So crypto crashes at 9:00 a.m. By 9:14 a.m., the API has seen it on Reddit, researched the cause on financial sites, and made a TikTok video explaining it.
And that video includes a call to action that funnels traffic right back to your BrainCert landing page. It enables these faceless channels that just churn out content to capture attention, all feeding the Bing business.
Okay, I see the logic. But let's play devil's advocate here. This sounds like we are just flooding the internet with noise. If everyone does this, doesn't it all just become spam?
That is the danger. And that brings us to programmatic SEO. BrainCert offers white label branding and website building. But a website with 5 pages, it doesn't rank on Google. You need volume. The risk, as you said, is thin content.
Right. Those pages that all look identical and offer zero value, Google hates those.
Exactly. But the argument here is that Auto Content API prevents those penalties by generating unique multimedia assets for every single page. So you aren't just copying and pasting text. You're generating a unique audio guide, a unique video, and deep research text for thousands of niche topics.
So the value that keeps it from being spam is the depth of the media itself.
Correct. It increases dwell time, how long a user stays on the page, listening to that audio or watching that video. That signals to Google that this is a quality page, which drives organic traffic to your BrainCert store.
It's a fine line, but I see the distinction. It's about utility, not just keywords.
Precise.
I want to zoom out a bit here. We've talked about the solo creator or the consultant, but BrainCert also pitches itself to the enterprise. They talk about extended enterprise, branches, and being SOC2 compliant. Does this whole robot factory actually work for big, serious corporate training?
That is actually where the scale benefits are the most dramatic. Think about the global problem. BrainCert supports branches and multi-domain architecture for global companies. But if you're a U.S. company, your training is in English.
Right. And your team in Japan or Brazil is stuck reading subtitles or using Google Translate, which is, well, it's usually pretty bad for technical stuff.
It creates a huge disconnection, but Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
So it translates the text.
It goes way beyond translation. It creates the audio and the video in that target language. Mm. So a U.S. company using BrainCert for partner training can upload an English manual. The API instantly generates Spanish, German, and Japanese audio and video versions.
Instantly. That's wild. You're essentially multiplying your total addressable market without hiring a local content team.
Or just ensuring your global workforce actually understands the safety protocols.
Speaking of the workforce, BrainCert mentions employee training and onboarding. But there's something a little cold about automated onboarding. Welcome, employee 42. Please watch this video generated by a server.
That's a valid concern. We all crave that human connection, but this is where voice cloning comes in, and it's a bit of a double-edged sword.
Oh boy, here we go. The CEO's voice.
The API allows for voice cloning. So the CEO records a few minutes of audio just once. The API clones that voice model, and now the welcome to the company video in the BrainCert onboarding flow is narrated by the CEO.
Even if the script changes next week.
Exactly. If the policy changes, you just update the text and the API regenerates the audio in the CEO's voice.
Okay, I have to stop you there. Isn't that a little creepy? Does an employee really feel welcomed if they know it's a deepfake of the boss?
It's a real philosophical question, isn't it? Is it better to have a generic robot voice or a synthetic version of the leader? From an efficiency standpoint, it maintains executive presence without the executive's time. The CEO doesn't have to run to a recording booth every time a policy tweaks.
Efficient, yes. But I imagine the security implications are huge. You don't want just anyone accessing the CEO's voice button.
Which is why BrainCert's focus on SOC2 and compliance is so relevant here. These aren't toys, they are enterprise tools. Auto Content API is API first and enterprise ready. It's designed to fit into secure workflows.
That leads me to the how. These are two different companies. BrainCert is the platform, Auto Content is the API. Do I need a team of developers to make them talk to each other?
Not necessarily. They bridge that gap using no-code tools like Make.com or Zapier.
No-code always sounds like a promise that's too good to be true. Is it actually simple?
It's logic-based. You don't need to write code, but you do need to understand the flow. So imagine a workflow. A marketing manager drops a new blog post into a Google Drive folder. That's the trigger.
Okay.
Zapier sees that, it wakes up Auto Content API, says make a podcast out of this. The API does the work, sends the file back, and Zapier uploads it directly into a new BrainCert course module.
So once it's set up, it's completely hands-off.
Zero human touch after that initial drop. It's a headless workflow.
Headless content production. That sounds like a sci-fi movie title. But I get it. The head, the brain, is separated from the body, the production.
And that brings us to the bottom line. Because ultimately, for any business listening, this is a financial decision.
Right. We talked about cents per episode, but what does the total package look like?
Well, BrainCert has the business suite for scaling. That's your fixed cost for the platform, the rent for your gym. Auto Content API acts as a variable cost that is just drastically lower than human labor. You're reducing asset production cost by over 99%.
99% is a staggering number.
Yeah.
But doesn't that mean we're just eliminating jobs? Writers, voice actors, video editors?
That's the elephant in the room. And yes, it absolutely disrupts those roles, but the counter argument is the long tail effect.
Meaning
there are thousands of topics, niche compliance rules, specific product manuals, small updates that never would have had a video or a podcast before because it was just too expensive. Now they can. It creates content where there was only silence.
So it's not necessarily replacing the Super Bowl commercial production team.
Yeah.
But it is replacing the silence for the boring stuff.
Exactly. It allows you to make a course for 50 people and still be profitable. That was pretty much impossible before.
So to summarize what we've unpacked here, BrainCert provides the destination, the LMS, the store, the community.
Yeah.
It's the city infrastructure.
Right.
And Auto Content API provides the manufacturing, the audio video research. It's the factory that builds the cars driving around the city.
And together, they solve that empty shelf problem. They let you build the empire without burning out the emperor.
Build the empire without burning out the emperor. I like that, but I also feel like it just completely shifts the job description.
It really does.
And that's where I want to leave our listeners today. We often think of ourselves as creators, writers, speakers, videographers. But in a world where an API can read a manual, deep research the topic, and teach it to you in 50 languages with a cloned human voice, does the role of the creator shift?
It shifts from being the writer to being the architect.
The architect. So you aren't laying the bricks anymore. You're designing the machine that lays the bricks.
Are you building the lesson, or are you building the system that builds the lesson?
That is the question. And maybe that's the difference between owning a notebook and actually writing a novel. Thanks for diving in with us.
A pleasure.
See you next time on The Deep Dive.